As part of his jobs tour, President Obama will visit a bridge next week.
There's a bridge that needs repair between Ohio and Kentucky. It's on one of the busiest trucking routes in North America.
It's called the Brent Spence Bridge, and it connects Republican Speaker John Boehner's part of Ohio with Kentucky, home to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Even if you've never heard of the Brent Spence Bridge, you likely own a lot of things that have been across it. As Tana Weingartner of member station WVXU in Cincinnati reports, the bridge is narrow and the traffic terrible.
The gunmetal-colored bridge spanning the Ohio River opened almost a half century ago with an 85,000 vehicle per day capacity. Today it carries nearly twice that and is rated functionally obsolete by the National Bridge Inventory. Jenny Bass crosses the bridge on her way to and from work.
When I'm heading to work in the morning, I'm going south, and coming home, I'm going north, so the traffic is usually in the opposite direction.
What does it look like in the opposite direction?
Stalled. Stalled out.
Bass isn't exaggerating, says Mark Polasinski, the executive director of the Ohio-Kentucky-Indiana Regional Council of Governments. He says the bridge isn't structurally obsolete, it just doesn't function. Traffic regularly backs up an average of 3 miles per day on each side of the river. The double-decker bridge carries two interstates, including I-75, which stretches from Michigan to Florida. Polasinski says replacing the bridge isn't just a local problem.
Over 2,000 miles of that trade corridor crosses this little rusted ribbon of bridge across the Ohio River. And unless this bridge is augmented in some way, not only is it going to cause congestion and more air pollution, but it's going to have a dramatic impact on the ability of this country to move goods north to south, particularly east of the Mississippi.
In fact, Polasinski says 3% of the nation's gross domestic product crosses the Brent Spence each year. The route is only expected to get busier as the expanded Panama Canal pumps even more freight along the corridor.
It is a bridge that is a bridge to everywhere.
In the 1980s, safety shoulders were removed to increase capacity. Mere inches separate the outside lanes from the edge of the bridge. Even a small accident can snarl traffic for hours. Commuter Alice Pope says crossing the Brent Spence makes her anxious.
If I broke down, there's nowhere to go. If you're in the middle of the lane, what happens? And I sort of have this weird fear that a truck's going to smash into my Mini and I'm going to go into the Ohio.
Her concerns aren't unfounded. Just a few months ago, a man died after being knocked over the side of the bridge. He'd run out of gas and was standing on the bridge when a crash pushed him over the rail. Stefan Spinoza is the Ohio Department of Transportation's Brent Spence project manager. He says reconfiguring the bridge corridor carries an estimated price tag of nearly $2.4 billion. There's bipartisan support for expanding the bridge, but no one knows where the money will come from.
Whether it's federal government, whether it's the state motor fuel taxes, that's still up in the air. The president's job bill could have an impact. I don't know.
Even if Congress comes up with most of the money, states on either side of the bridge must find the rest. Officials in Kentucky and Ohio say it won't be easy to make that happen. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.